Good evening, Rob. As you can imagine, mixed reaction really has just been pouring in over this one in the past 7 days since the news was announced last week. You have those who are elated that they get to live freely again, if you will. And then you have those who are really upset by this news, especially since not everybody here in the state of Texas has had the chance to be vaccinated. We haven't rolled through all the prioritized groups yet. And when it comes to business response and reaction, it really is varied. It's all over the map, depending on which door you open.
Just hours after Governor Greg Abbott announced Texas would be dropping its mask mandate, this East Texas business did not wait to celebrate.
I called our fireworks guy and I said, double the order. We're going to celebrate. I think no business model is good running at 25 or 50%.
A week later, all businesses are allowed to run at full capacity. No masks required. Some businesses say they're ready for the change.
We're not going to force our customers to wear them.
We encourage them all to wear masks. We're not out of this situation yet. However, we understand that there are opinions about it that we cannot control.
Today, the Texas Rangers announcing they'll welcome fans at 100% capacity for their home opener next month, but masks will be required. A compromise between business and safety. This gym in Austin making similar compromises, creating a mask zone and maskless space.
I think it's super important because not everyone will feel comfortable working out an indoor enclosed space with other people that aren't wearing masks.
As businesses navigate whether they'll require masks and capacity limits on their own, county judges from across the state's most populated areas are in agreement. Not requiring masks contradicts public health guidance. Many cities are still mandating face coverings in public buildings, transit, and airports like San Antonio, Houston, and Dallas. The mayor of El Paso is just one leader who penned an open letter to the governor asking him to reconsider the mask mandate.
We found out my mother passed away, that she had COVID-19. My two sisters did wear their masks while they were there, did not get COVID-19. My brother did not wear a mask while he was there, unfortunately got COVID-19 and also lost his life.
And the city of Austin plans to keep its mask mandate despite the governor's orders. The state attorney general chimed in on Twitter tonight, threatening to sue the city if they don't fall in line, saying, quote, city county leaders must not be thinking clearly. Maybe it's oxygen deprivation from quintuple masking. Whatever the case, they've tried this before. They lost. Meanwhile, healthcare experts say they're concerned about the virus and its variants spreading again with no government intervention.
We were just overwhelmed, overworked, exhausted physically, emotionally, and we don't want to go back there.
We in public health are still absolutely pro-mask, and the whole business could start over again with new variants.
Now, according to a tweet this afternoon from the Texas State Department of Health, in the past 7 days, cases, hospitalizations, and deaths have all been down, averaging about 3,000 cases a day at this point. Reporting live in Dallas tonight, Marky Martin, News Nation.